I'm delighted to be joined now by Roy Turnham. Roy has 103 caps for England's blind football team and he's also an accomplished musician, recently taking part in BBC's The Big Challenge as a judge. However, like the rest of us, he's currently on lockdown. And yeah, Roy, how's things been going over the last month or so for you and the family?
I've tried to focus on the things that I can do. I think that's really important. I think when you're sort of faced with a challenge, when something's taken away from you, the danger is to focus on that one thing and focus on the thing that you can't really control. So I've just tried to focus on the things that I can do. Unfortunately, like a lot of people, I've been furloughed. I'm an activities coordinator for a local sight loss charity, Sight Support, but obviously quite a challenge to coordinate any activities at the moment. So I think the biggest thing for me to get over actually was I feel relatively comfortable with my situation. I feel like I'm managing it quite well. I'm playing a lot of music. I've been a musician for years, so I've been focusing on studying. I've sat down at my drum kit a lot and I've really gone back to my sort of the technicalities of playing, and which sometimes when you're in a rush after work to maybe grab half an hour's practice, not normally get the chance to focus on those things. So I'm really almost going back to basics and I've really enjoyed that.
How are you keeping the fitness levels up?
I've got a home gym, which really helps. So I've got no excuse for sitting on my backside, really. I guess, yeah, the thing that's really grated on me is that I always want to try and make a difference to other people. And, you know, when you work for an organisation and your job is supporting other people, and plus it's a passion, you know, and suddenly that's kind of taken away from you in the conventional sense, then, you know, trying to deal with that, I think, has been my greatest challenge.
Tell us about your own sight loss, Roy, and how is this affecting social distancing? Are you having any problems?
So I've got rod cone dystrophy. So I was born with my eye condition, and since the age of six, I've had nothing more than sort of light and dark perception. The social distancing side of things, obviously, like I guess a lot of visually impaired people are struggling with at the moment, is the going to the supermarket and trying to get assistance but not get too close to people. Obviously, people are really worried about it all. And I know that some people have had more negative experiences than I've had. Fortunately, my partner's a doctor, so we've been able to go during the NHS priority slots and we haven't had to fight for delivery slots and that sort of thing. I've tried to go in regularly for just one or two things when I'm on my own, like when I've been taking my dog for a walk, popping into the supermarket and just being able to say to the person behind the till, you know, I've just got these couple of things, would you mind getting them for me? And that way I kind of avoid having to follow someone around the store and you know, abusing their kind of personal space.
I can hear the birds chirping away in the background. Are you spending more time in the garden?
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky as well around ours because we've got quite a lot of public footpaths that run between the rows of houses.
Now, obviously, she's a working guide dog, Roy. What does she make of all this?
Well, she loves it because the routes that we take, we've got a couple of really good routes now. I wasn't aware about some of these cut-throughs that were around by ours until I had to look for areas to exercise her more, you know, because normally going to work and back and that sort of thing, you know, she's getting more, you know, more regular exercise anyway.
Now, you were recently involved in the 2.6 challenge. Talk me through it.
I was only made aware of the idea of the 2.6 challenge probably less than a week before, you know, when it was all going to be happening, you know, in place of the London Marathon. And it was a build up, like I was saying before, about this really wanting to make a difference to others, which is normally what my job's about. And it was the one thing that I've really been missing. So when I saw the chance to do something, I really jumped at it. And the idea I had, obviously, I was saying before about I've been doing a lot of drumming. I thought, why not see if I can drum nonstop for 26 hours? I'd basically, for the few days beforehand, it was just all consuming, just getting this thing set up. I think it drove my girlfriend crazy. I had a playlist of about 380 songs of tracks with the drums taken off that I found on YouTube so that I could play along with. And yeah, I just started on the Sunday morning, finished Monday afternoon. And whilst I was doing it, I wasn't really aware of how much it had actually took off on social media. And I was just gobsmacked. I chose to support British Blind Sport Panthers have been a charity that have been very good to me throughout my entire life, both as an athlete and as a deliverer of sports to others.
It must have been exhausting. What was the mindset like trying to get through 26 hours?
I decided when I sat down at the kit, I was going to go as long as I possibly could without a time check. That was crucial, really. I got my head down and I just went for the first 6 hours. I didn't even move from the kit to take a comfort break or anything like that. And when I asked my girlfriend the time at that point and she said 6 hours, it was a huge win for me because I was like, I'm a quarter of the way through. I've already got blisters on my hands, but I know I can do this now. I'm in the right frame of mind.
What does the future hold for you, Roy?
Lots of people are going to be in, I guess, a less positive state than I am after the lockdown. And I really want to be able to support those people the best I can. I think on a personal level, I'd like to continue with my, you know, with the work that I've done with my music over the last few months and actually get back into playing some bands, you know, mix with other musicians. That's a thing that I'd really like to do.
Now, there's a lot of talk just now about advice for people that are facing loneliness and isolation. Playing music always comes up. Now, you're a jack of all trades. Most people are good at maybe a few things, but not brilliant at anything. You're great at the guitar, drumming, you sing, you write music. What advice would you give to someone?
I think it's really important that at whatever point you are in your life, challenge yourself to learn a new skill. Because I wasn't someone who was naturally gifted. When I was growing up, you know, I didn't just suddenly pick up a pair of drumsticks and suddenly be able to play reasonably well. I just had this ability to not worry about making mistakes, to be patient.
How can people keep up with what you're doing and have a listen to some of your music and follow your football stuff?
So you can find me on YouTube as Roy Turnham if you want to see some videos of different things I've been up to. I'm on Twitter as Roy Turnham Music, and I'm also on Facebook as well. So, you know, if anyone wants to check in on what we're doing, then, you know, feel free.
Roy, it's been brilliant having you on. Next time we chat, we'll talk more about your football career and we'll go more in-depth into the music as well. Roy Turnham, pleasure talking to you on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thanks for having us on. Thanks a lot.